Today's message is called Possess the Land. Possess the Land. We've got to take possession of the things that God gives us. God has promised us blessings and favor. He has promised us health. The minute we start believing the promises of God, He says He's already given them, and when we believe it, now we begin to receive them. But we have to take possession of it. We got to remember, we live in a dualistic world right now. We're not in heaven yet. In heaven, when God gives you something, there's nobody there that's going to take it away, because everybody is in complete order and working with the will of God. So everybody's working with the will of God, and if He gives you something, nobody's going to take that, because they're all working with Him. They want you to have it. But here, in this physical world that we're in, we live in a dualistic society, meaning that we have people that are working in alignment with the will of God, that whatever God wants for you, they want for you, and they're going to help you to get there. But then we also have these other people who are not like that, and they want whatever they want. They don't care what the will of God is, and they're sometimes going to come in and try to take what God has given to you. But as the children of God, you've got to understand, you've been given authority, and you've been given promises by God. And when God has promised you something, it means that it's guaranteed for you. But at the same time that it's guaranteed and He's given it, we've got to understand that we've got to take possession of it. We've got to take ownership of this. You know, in Florida, they have this interesting law on the books where they give people squatter's rights. That means you could own a house in Florida, and if you weren't there, let's say you were here in California for whatever reason, or you were somewhere else in the world, and that house was open, someone could come in and start dwelling and living there, and then pretty soon they could claim, this is now where I live. Yeah. But see, one of the things about this is that you've got to take possession. That's your house. It's your deed. You have that house. Now take possession of it. That means you've got to get in there. You're the one that comes by regularly and makes sure that it's clean, make sure that it's, you know, kept up. You're the one that makes sure the grass is cut. Because, see, one of the things about this law is they can't take possession if you're maintaining it. If you're there regularly maintaining this law, You've now got the rights to it, because you're taking possession of it. You're the one that's cleaning it. You're the one that's cutting the grass. You're the one that's painting the house. But see, if you don't take care of what you got, if you don't take ownership of it and start to use it and improve it, which is the way God works, He wants us to use what we have and increase it all the time. But if you don't do that, even in Florida, they got this law that says someone else can come along and begin to use it. And if they use it long enough, now they can claim rights that they actually own it. You got to know that that's something. Now, it's God's will that we should possess the things that He has given us. He said they're yours. He said they belong to you. And now He wants you to go in and take ownership of it. Here in Leviticus, it says in Leviticus 20:24, "But I have said to you, you shall inherit their land, and I will give it to you to possess, a land flowing with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God, who has separated you from the peoples." So God's will is, He has said, I have promised you this. I want you to go in and possess it. You know how many times God says, I want you to go and possess the land in the Bible? You know how many times? Anybody? Neither do I. I don't know. What am I going to do? Go through and count how many times He said it? No. I'm not going to say that. But I can tell you, He said it a lot. He said a lot in the Bible that he wants you to go in and possess the land. This is a kingdom principle. This is a kingdom principle, people. If God is giving you something, you now got to take ownership of it. I'll tell you, the other night when we were at Liza's party, I started to give this toast. And I had asked the owners of this restaurant if I could have a mic to give this toast. And they said, no, you can't have a mic. And so I was like, okay, I got the people quieted down. And I started talking to them. And in the middle of my talk, suddenly somebody on a stage over there in the restaurant starts talking on a mic. Right in the middle of my talk. And I said, what? I'm going to go get that mic. And I walked over there and I took that mic. Why? Because I had the floor. I was the one that was speaking, and I had the authority to speak. And even though these owners who thought they owned the restaurant, at that moment, I owned it. And I went and I took that mic and I came back and I gave that speech now on the mic, and it made it a lot easier. And you've got to take possession. There are times when the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, which was one of them, and you've got to take possession. You've got to know that I have the authority and I have the dominion, and God has made certain promises to me. I have the floor. Amen. Take that possession. Say amen to that.
Amen.
This is very important, people, because see, too often we're told, no, you sit back and be quiet. No, don't push in. Don't do that. You stay silent. You know, it's better to be seen and not heard, you know. So don't do any of that kind of stuff. That's not the will of God, though. The will of God. You got to remember, if you're a child of God, and everybody here is a child of God, that means that you have believed for the promises and the things that God has said. And the minute you started to believe Him, He made you His child. When you invited Jesus into your heart, you became a child of God. And as a child of God now, you're an heir of God. If you're an heir of God, it means you have an inheritance. God has laid up for you certain rights, and He has laid up for you certain benefits, and He has laid up for you financial treasures. He has laid up for you health. All of these things are waiting for you. He's already given them. But you've got to know, you've got to take possession of them. As a child of God, who owns the earth? The children of God own the earth. God created the earth and everything in it, everything in His spiritual kingdom, for the children of God. Not for the people who do not believe in God. And when I say believing and not believing, I'm not talking about religions and I'm not talking about different religions. I'm talking about the people that have a relationship with God. Because the children of God are not indicated or noticed by a certain religion. The children of God are the ones who are speaking to God and hearing from God. When the Israelites were called the children of God in the first part of the Bible, it's because they were the only people that were hearing God. They were the only people that were speaking to God. They had prophets that were hearing from God and telling the people. And the people were happy to hear what the prophets were saying, and they wanted to follow and do what God did. This is what made them the children of God. It wasn't the religion behind it. You know, because even when Jesus came later, because they had started following the religion, a lot of the people had stopped listening to God and just started following all these different ideals and rules and traditions that they were supposed to have. Those people were not considered the children of God. The children of God are the ones that are here, that hear from God. If you are a child of God, everything that God created for you in the beginning is what belongs to you. That's your inheritance. Say amen to that.
Amen.
That's your inheritance. But we've got to possess it. That means we've got to make sure that we're protecting what we have. We have to stand firm and say, wait a minute, this is what God has given me. Because it's easy for somebody else to try to push us out of what God has rightfully given us or what we rightfully own. I was talking about property rights. There's another interesting law in the books also that says, you know, for example, if two neighbors are living side by side and there's no fence between them and they kind of have a common driveway, if the one neighbor allows the second neighbor to always park his car right in the middle of the two properties and never says anything, and years go by and he just keeps parking his car here every day and the neighbor doesn't say anything, and why is he not saying anything? Probably because he's trying to, I don't want to start anything. I don't want to be polite. I'll be a nice guy. I'll let him park there, right? Isn't that what you'd be thinking? Yeah, just, it's okay. It's fine. But now comes time that the neighbor who's been letting the other neighbor park in the middle decides he wants to build a fence. He'd like to have a beautiful fence put between the two properties. But now he has no right to do that because the neighbor that he has been allowing, he has given possession of this particular space. And because he's had possession of it for a certain length of time, now he can actually say, no, you can't build this fence in my space. Because he's been possessing the space, it now belongs to him. You can't build a fence there anymore, he says. You basically have now lost the right to put a fence on your property that now stops him from having what is belongs to him because he has possessed it. He possesses it for a certain length of time. We've got to make sure in our lives that we are possessing what God has given us. Because if we let the people that are not of God keep infringing in and pushing us back, and we keep saying, oh, it's not, it's fine. And I'm talking, when I say people, I mean both physical and spiritual people. Because if we let sickness creep into our life and say, oh, that's fine, it's just a cold, I'll drink plenty of fluids and get rest, and we kind of put up with that, then pretty soon it's okay that there's a flu. All right, that's all right. Okay, I got some arthritis. All right, no problem. You know, I'll just struggle by and get through with it. I've got some Tylenol. Okay, I got headaches all the time. See, what you're doing is you're continually backing up. You're backing up. You're backing up. And you're like this neighbor who has let the other neighbor infringe on his property. And if you allow that possession to take place, pretty soon you have let go of your right. What's your right under God's kingdom? God has said you have the right to health. And I have given you that health. And those who believe in me, those who are my children, will be healthy. He is saying, take possession of your health. If sickness is trying to come in, it doesn't matter what it's called, you've got to stand up and say, I rebuke you and I cast you out. You have no rights here. Why? You have no rights here because God has given me the right to health. So you have no right to be in my property trying to make me sick. Get out of here. Now, I was inspired to do this message because I had a dream. And in this dream, I was standing on this incredible estate. I don't know if anybody watches Downton Abbey, but this estate was kind of similar to that. The building looked different, but it was huge. Massive, incredible, beautiful grounds, grass that stretched out for miles in all directions. And this incredible, huge house, you know, as big as a castle. It was so amazing. And Liza and I were there. We were at a party. And so we're at this party, and then I start hearing this voice. It's this grouchy, grumpy old voice that I'm hearing, and I look, and they're saying mean things, and I begin to look around to see what's this voice coming from, and I see this little old woman sitting there, all grouchy and mean. And what God began to tell me about this dream is he's saying, you're letting someone else possess your inheritance. This old woman was trying to possess or take, and we're talking about on the spiritual level, something that God had given to me. And when I heard that, I got angry. And I said, how dare you try to take what God has given me? God's given me a gift. I'm not going to let someone else take that. I need to take it. And God said, take possession of the land. And so immediately I had to start rebuking and casting out that which was there. I had to continue to say, you're not supposed to be here. You have no right to be here. Get out of here. Now, the same thing was done for the Israelites. This is the same principle we're working on. This works for every aspect of our life. The same principle is going on. God gave the people of Israel the land of promise, the promised land, a land of milk and honey, right? And so then they came to the land and they said, oh, wow, you know, and God said, we've given you this land. And what did they say? They said, okay, great, we got this land. And then they sent spies into the land. And the spies went to check it out and see what exactly we got here. What are we dealing with? And they came back. And what did they say? The majority of the spies said, oh, boy, there are giants in the land and we're like grasshoppers in their sight. That's what they said. And they scared all the rest of the people going, oh my God, giants, and we're grasshoppers. And this is one of the things is you've got to know, you've got to see yourself as the heir. You've got to see that this belongs to me. I'm the heir. If I'm an heir of God, then I have an inheritance. And if I have an inheritance, that means I have a right to go in and take it. Now, God has already said, this is your land. Go in and possess it, he has said. But they didn't see themselves as heirs of God. They still saw themselves as slaves in Egypt. See, they were having an identity crisis. And as a result of seeing themselves as grasshoppers, it's easier for a giant to crush a grasshopper. Because of that, they never went in and took what God gave them, and they never received the promised land. Instead, they wandered now in the wilderness for 40 years until everybody of that generation was dead. In other words, God had given them a great gift. He had given them a great blessing. He had delivered it into their hands. And he said, here it is. And they said, oh, we're grasshoppers. We can't take this. How many of you are saying the same thing? When God has already given you health, and God has already given you prosperity, and God has already given you wisdom, and God has already given you freedom. You have the freedom for a joyous and great and wonderful and amazing life that God has given you already. And he has said, you're my children. You're the children of God. And maybe you're saying, yeah, I'm a child of God. But you're not seeing yourself as the heir. Because if you're a child, then you're an heir of God. And if you're an heir of God, then you have the rights to take possession of what he has given you. Say, I receive this.
I receive this.
You've got to receive this. You've got to see yourself as the heir of God so you can take the inheritance. Let me read something here. Take a look here. And this is interesting. Now, this is in Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 31. He's talking about the people of Israel. He's talking to them. And he's saying, the Lord said to me, see, I have begun to give Sihon and his land over to you. Begin to possess it that you may inherit this land. So they didn't possess it, but he's now telling them, begin to possess it. You have to start taking possession of what God has done, what he has already given to you. Now remember, we take things today by faith. We fight the good fight of faith, and that's how we possess what God has given us. If we proclaim by words of faith, this is mine, God has given to me, I take it, I receive it, now it manifests in our life. So we've got to proclaim by faith. So as our faith grows, we can take or receive more and more of what God has laid up for us. At this time, when the Israelites came to the promised land, the first time, they weren't ready to possess it. They didn't have the right mindset for it. They had to see themselves as kings. Remember, how many of you have seen visions of yourself as a king or a queen where God puts a crown on your head? I bet most of you have seen that at one time or another while meditating and praying with God. And he shows you that because he's showing you you're a child of God. The children of God are royalty. They are the heirs of God. And it is their birthright. It is your birthright to receive the inheritance. You have to see yourself, though, as a king or queen, as royalty. Because if you're a child of God, that means you are royalty. And you're the next in line to inherit or to take the throne, to receive what God has laid up for you. That's the blessing that he has for you. But you've got to see yourself that way. We've also got to cast out what has possessed what belongs to us. Because we live in a dualistic society, we're not in heaven yet. In heaven, everything's orderly. But because we live in this world still, there are forces of darkness, and there are people that are not in alignment with the will of God, and they're going to be taking whatever they want, even though it belongs to you. And you need to stand up for yourself. So, number one, you need to stand strong and say, no, this belongs to me. Even if somebody else is pushing in, you got to say, no, God promised, I'm a child of God, and this is a promise made to me. And by faith, you now stand on the foundation, you stand on the words of God, and you say, this is mine. And you proclaim by faith, I have this, I receive this. And now it begins to come. At the same time, though, we've got to know that there are usurpers. There are those who come in and try to take what doesn't belong to them, which they're not supposed to have. Jesus told a story about this. He told a story about this parable about this landowner. He had a vineyard, and he rented out this vineyard to some people, and what they were supposed to do, they were going to work the land, and then in harvest time, they were going to give him his profit from the land, and they were going to keep some as their wages, and this was the deal. And then harvest time came and went, and he sent his servants to go collect the taxes, collect the payments that they were supposed to make. And they beat up the servants and sent them home and say, we're not going to pay you. And they came back all beaten. And so he sent another group of servants and said, okay, guys, go get what belongs to me. And they went too. And these guys also got beaten. So he said, all right, I'll send my son. And they will respect him because they'll see that he's got authority. Well, when they saw the son coming, here's what they said. This is in Matthew chapter 21 and verse 38. But when the vine dressers saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir. They're saying, this is the guy that has the right to inherit all this stuff that we want. Remember, why are they not paying it? This stuff is ours. We're going to take it. It belongs to us. Now they see the heir coming and they say, oh, this is the guy that has the rightful possession to this place. What did they decide to do? They said, come, let us kill him and seize his inheritance. How are we going to get this stuff that we want that doesn't belong to us? They figure they're going to kill the heir. and they're going to take it. That's the thing is, see, God's given you, the children of God, many blessings. There's always a usurper who's going to try to come in and take it from you one way or another. You've got to know, number one, that you got the authority. You got the authority, and you've also got the right, because you're the rightful heir. If you're the heir, that means you're the one that's going to receive the inheritance. And that means you've got to stand your ground against those who try to come in. Now, what did this father do once he heard his son, his heir, had been killed? He brought his army and he killed all those people who were trying to take his stuff. He wasn't going to let them take something that didn't belong to them. God will not let somebody take something that doesn't belong to them. But you are the children of God, and he has opened your heart and he has given you already blessings. He has given you gifts, and it belongs to you. And now you need to get rid of those who try to come in. He had to get rid of those vine dressers, and he brought in new ones. He brought in new ones that would follow the rules and pay the wages that were owed, because that's the way it works. And for us that are heirs, we've got to also cast out anybody that comes in that tries to take something that God has given you. You've got to stand your ground. Remember, Jesus was going around and casting out demons. Because, you see, we also have to possess this body. If we don't possess this body, and how do we possess a body? It has to be filled with the Spirit of God. If this body is filled with the Spirit of God, now we possess it. And if we possess this body, nobody else can possess it. Problem is, if we don't take possession of this land, this body, if we don't take ownership of this body, if we don't use it the way it was intended to be used, which is a conduit for God, for His love to work through us to change this world, then it's open and free land that anybody can come along and use. Any spirit can come along and use it, if we're not using it. But if we're filled with the Spirit of God, now we've taken possession of this body. This land we've taken possession of. Nobody else can possess it. We have rights. And that's why Jesus was coming upon the earth and casting out demons. They'd taken possession of something that wasn't theirs. And he cast it out of that body. Why? So the Spirit of God could come into the body now and begin to work in great ways and change the life. For us to receive the inheritances of God, you've got to see yourself as the heir. And you've got to cast out anything that tries to take possession of what belongs to you. Jesus is casting out to show us that same thing. The people of Israel also cast out those that were coming into their land. Here it says in Deuteronomy 7 and 1. When the Lord your God brings you into the land, which land are we talking about? The promised land. The promised land is he's talking. When your Lord your God brings you to the land which you go to possess. Why are they going into that land? What are they going to do when they get there? They're going to take possession of it. It belongs to them. They're the heirs. It belongs to them, right? Okay, so you're going to take possession. And okay, so God brings you into the land which you go to possess and has cast out many nations before you. God has cast out the nations before you. In other words, he's cleared the property because there were usurpers had gone in there. They weren't supposed to be there. But somebody came in, they started moving the fence a little bit, they snuck across the border, they said, ah, here we are. But he says, no, you've got to cast that out. So he will cast out those. And it was the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites. Seven nations that were greater and mightier than the Israelites. But see, they weren't supposed to be there. Because God had chosen this land for the children of God. Who owns the earth? The children of God. Who owns the earth? I do. Say, I do.
I do.
So if you own it, now you've got to take possession of it. And you do that by faith. You take more ground by faith. We don't have to take it by sword today because the victory's already been won. We don't have to go in with a sword and with guns and with tanks. We now go in by faith. And we begin to use words of faith to proclaim This land is my land. This land is your land. Wait a minute, this sounds familiar. This land belongs to you and me. I don't even know, that's the song, you remember that? But see, we can proclaim by words of faith, this land is your land. This land is my land. This land is my land. Why? Because I'm a child of God. You're an heir of God. The rightful heir belongs to you. Take possession of it. Now here in Hebrews 10 and verse 35 it says, therefore do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. God has promised you something. You need to keep the confidence, meaning you need to keep believing and knowing, this belongs to me. It's easy to get discouraged and think, oh, someone else has it. I thought it was mine, but I guess it's not. No, you need to keep the confidence. And no, God promised this to you. It's mine. If you're going to receive the promise, that's what it's saying here. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now, the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. Sometimes if we draw back because someone else is pushing in, he's saying he doesn't take pleasure in that. He's asking us to stand by faith. Stand strong, stand firm in what he has given us by faith, believing that it's ours. Take possession of it that way. Proclaim that this land is my land. Proclaim that this belongs to me. Cast out anything that's upon it, spiritually or otherwise. I rebuke it. I cast it out. I have it removed so that we can take possession of it, because that's the whole will of God. He wants the children of God to take possession of the land. Once we have possession of the land, what are we going to do? Well, we're children of God, so he's going to tell us what to do. And what it's going to be, it's going to be bringing love and goodness upon it, and it's going to flourish, and it's going to multiply, and it's going to increase, and everybody will be blessed. When the rightful heir has the land, everybody is blessed because the land flourishes and everybody can benefit from that. When somebody who's not supposed to be there has it now, everybody suffers because that person just takes and they don't share and they don't give and they don't bless. We need to be a blessing. So number one, stand your ground. Possess the land. Possess the land. Stand your ground. Number two, see yourself as an heir. You've got to know who you are. You're an heir of God. If you don't see yourself that way, how are you going to take your rightful position? The Israelites, the first time they came to the promised land, everything was given to them. But they didn't receive it because they didn't see themselves as the heir of God, as the child of God. See yourself that way so that you can take what God has given you. It's great. Remember what God has given you now. Remember, he's given you health, so you don't let sickness come in, because he's given you health. He's given you prosperity and abundance. That means you don't let lack and poverty come into your life. You don't put up with that. You stand your ground. Nope, that's not what God has given me. He's given me prosperity and abundance. God has given you wisdom. That means you don't have to make foolish decisions, and don't let other people that are foolish be speaking in your ear and trying to tell you what to do. You listen to the voice of God so you can receive the wisdom of the heavens and now do the right thing and do that which works and blesses everybody. We've got to know what the inheritance is, but also know that you're the heir. See yourself as the heir. And number three, cast out the usurper. Anybody who tries to come in and convince you or trick you into thinking that it doesn't belong to you, cast them out. Jesus cast out demons. You cast them out too. He told us to do that. You cast them out of that neighborhood that's going to become run down and drug infested. You cast out those demons out of that neighborhood by faith. Proclaim it. Why? Because you own that land. You proclaim by faith that they have no right to be there. Or you cast out sickness out of that house where that family has become sick. You cast it out of there. That's the power and the authority that you have. When destruction comes by a storm, remember, you have power over storms. Cast out that storm so that, again, peace and prosperity can reign upon the earth. The only way that we can have peace and prosperity upon the earth is when the people that are the children of God, the heirs of God, who have the rightful inheritance, begin to take possession of it. Because when the heir has that possession and does what God says, everybody is blessed. The whole world will be blessed. Because a person who is a child of God is a blessing. And they want to bless others. And with everything they have, they will let it be a blessing that will multiply and increase in wonderful ways and change other people's lives. This is who you are. You have the ability. You are a blesser. You are an heir. And you have the inheritance of God upon you. Possess the land. Take what is yours so that you now have the resources that God has laid up. And then you can share them with everyone else. Say amen to that.
Amen.